Thank you, Per. Good evening. My name is Sunil. Fasten your seatbelts because I'm going to take you for a ride. Let's pick a destination. Let's say the Caribbean islands. How do we get there? Well, we have to fly. You pack your things, your clothes, beach clothes, hat, don't forget the sunscreen. You're more or less packed. Of course, you forgot your toothbrush, but you reach the airport, you go through the security, and you're finally inside the flight, and you hear the famous sound. You fasten your seatbelts. The hairless, dusty safety demonstration, you vaguely listen because you're looking for a movie to watch. Well, it was a smooth takeoff. You're up in the air, and by the time you know, you're more or less comfortably sleeping. But something wakes you up. All of a sudden, there's flashing lights on you. There's intense, horrible sounds. There's cold air rushing everywhere. You can't see, we can't notice what's happening. There's oxygen mask in front of you. You can see sparks, you can see fire, you can see glasses, you can see blood. You don't know. You're asking yourself, where am I? You are in a plane crash. Does that sound safe? Well, we wish there was Superman to save us. But we live in reality. But instead, we could prevent such accidents with the help of Data Man. We live in a computer world. We have evolved to use computers. We use computers in our day-to-day life, in every activity. Computers are everywhere. They are on complex software such as in flights, from washing machines, from cars, to even now in coffee machines. We live in a digital era. But when we depend on such systems for so long, we have to make sure that they are safe, that they do not cause any harm to people or to the surroundings. And this is what I do in my research. I make sure that these computer-based systems are dependable and safe. These systems are designed, implemented, and tested. And this is a cyclic process. One step leads to another. And at each of these steps, safety has to be guaranteed. You might ask, how am I going to guarantee safety? Well, at each of these steps, I look for safety evidence, and evidence saying that something is safe about that step. Such accidents could cause serious damage to lives. Do you remember the Spanish train accident? Killed hundreds of people. Such systems need to mandate something called the safety standard. These are complex documents, thousands of pages. Trust me, they're very, very, very boring. Even the person who wrote it doesn't understand anything. And these systems need to be certified based on these standards. And this is where Dataman comes into this picture. He uses his research eyes to look into these systems to find safety evidence and make these systems into a more safer system. Because Dataman believes it's always safe than to be sorry. To know more about Dataman and his more superheroic activities, to know how he does it, please give me 6 minutes of your time, and I'll tell you. Thank you.